Thank you, and may the Lord bless you today. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. It's a joy to be with you on the broadcast today. Bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to be with our souls and our families, wherever they are in the world. We ask you to be with those who have lost their loved ones, those who need to lift from you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheaton, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville, Charles Leon and Goswick, and also the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. We'll send a broadcast today to CJ, Tony, and Sarah over in Apache Junction, Arizona. And thanks to the porch, we have some new material for you, and we're going to listen to a little bluegrass this morning. So, or whenever you're listening to this broadcast, so here is a couple old numbers.
Awful sin. All the people in that place were devoid of saving grace, and the prophet seemed afraid to enter in. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, oh, he'll tell me all about it. Over there, on that hallelujah strand, I'll take Jonah by the hand, and he'll tell me all about it. Over there. He said, sail. Oh, the wind began to blow. Overboard did Jonah go, and he found a mercy seat inside the whale. In the cold and briny deep, tears of grief did Jonah weep, and the big fish threw him out upon the shore. Then he gladly went his way, preached the Nineveh night and day, and he did not care to backslide anymore. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, all about it. Over there, on that hallelujah strand, I'll take Jonah by the hand, he'll tell me all about it. Over there, will guide them safely to thy promised land. Over there, in that land so bright and fair, oh, he'll tell me all about it. Over there, on that hallelujah strand, I'll thank Tony by the hand, and he'll tell me all about it. Over there.
Here much longer.
Whoa,
that's called heaven, where the children of God will begin. When they crowd around the gate of that city, oh, I hope that my Lord will let me in. For I want to be one of His chosen when the shepherd's flock is gathered in. When the trumpet sounds and the pearly gates swing open, oh, I hope that my Lord will let me throne that glows like silver, and the streets are paved with gold from mid to end. I don't want to miss that home that's mine forever. Oh, I hope that my Lord will let me in. For I want to be one of His chosen when the shepherd's flock is gathered in. When the trumpet sounds and the pearly gates swing open, oh, I hope that my Lord will let me in. Oh, I hope that my Lord will let me in.
All right, there you have a salute today to Bluegrass. I hope that our Bluegrass friends are enjoying the broadcast. I'm going to switch over to a little Southern Gospel. But right now, I want to tell you those helping to make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheaton, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cashville, Charles and Leona Goswick, and also the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, here's an old-timer by the Rebels Quartet.
There's only one way to travel, one way to reach that celestial home. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus, God's only Son. The path is narrow and straight, and none shall enter but by the great white pearly white gate. So brother, as on you travel, remember this, there's just one way. Friends and
There you have it, the Rebels Quartet here on the Living Word Broadcast. I want to remind you that our service is here at the Living Word Mission Church. Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. 6 on Sunday evenings. Might we have a great time. Come and be with us. We'd love to have you and your family. We're located 2 miles east of Longview on Highway 76, right here in the little community of Simcoe. So come and be with us, Living Word Broadcast. Also, we want to tell you that those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home over at Wheaton, Missouri, Warren Funeral Home, Cassville, also the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get right along, and here's Charles Goswick.
When the sand in the hourglass of life has trickled away, when it's time to leave this old world behind, I know there's a mansion up in heaven for me when I come to the end of the line. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Jesus said that he'd be with us even to the very end, if in him we would only believe. And in the shadow of death, his light comes shining through. O Rock of Ages, I'm trusting in thee. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Wondrous love for as long as I live, giving thanks for his amazing grace. And someday I know I'll see him in that wonderful place when I meet my dear Lord face to face. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. All glory to Jesus Christ, my Lord and King.
All right, Charlie Goswick here on the Living Word Broadcast. I'm going to give you my mailing address, Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, right here in Rocket Comfort, Missouri, 64861. 46 North Thor, THOR Road. Love to hear from you. We need to hear from our listeners for our ratings on this broadcast, so drop me a card or letter. All right, here's Marvin Mara, and I hope you enjoy him.
He's God.
through the raging fire. He's God.
He's God.
No matter what men think and say, He's God and He will never change. He's still God today. He's God.
He's God.
God, and certainly He is. He's our God, isn't He? Our Bible lesson today takes us to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. As I survey the land today and I see the things that's going on, I am reminded that Paul tells us in this verse that there are two sides of life, and surely there is an enemy, and there is a spiritual war going on. Folks, I'll tell you what, it's maybe invisible to us, but it is seen among our people, and it disturbs me, and we need to decide which side we're on. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now then, we're going to receive wages for this life that we have lived here. Either it's going to be in heaven or it's going to be in hell. It's just that simple. And what makes the difference is Jesus Christ. Today, as I bring this message, I hope if you're listening and you're not a Christian, that I can tell you that Jesus loves you. And I don't care what you've done or who you are or where you're at, He wants to save you. And how do we get salvation, Billy Joe? Simply by confessing our sins and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our trust in Him. You know, today we're asked to trust in lots of things, but I trust in Jesus Christ. You know, I found that when my life was changed, that there's no difference. There is no way to explain the difference that comes. And so the wages that I received, my friend, before I was saved, they're nothing to compare with the rewards and benefits that Christ has to offer, the peace, the joy. You know, you love people, and as you're able to love people, they love you back, and it's just a great way of life. Who wouldn't want this life? I'll tell you, it's just a simple thing. You say, "Well, tell me about it, preacher." Sure, I will. I've tried a little bit of everything in life. Never have I found any plan or anything that is nothing compared to the grace of God. And we receive it through the love of Jesus Christ. And John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world." That means you and I, friend. "For God so loved me, and He so loved you. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And today, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. I want you to claim it. Go to your church. Stand up and let people know. You know, just to go to church is a witness. Folks know whether you go to church or not. Hey, there's folks that know who goes here on Sunday because they see the cars outside. And, you know, it's a witness just to go in and sit down and say, "I'm on Jesus' side." And to be on His side, my friend, is where the victory is going to come. Read the last part of the book of Revelations. The victory is going to come in Jesus Christ. It certainly isn't going to come in Satan. Satan has vowed to destroy this civilization, and he's going to do it if he can. He's brought so much evil. I think about America. Politician tells us what America needs. I'll tell you what America needs. America needs Jesus Christ. And it comes when we have a revival in our hearts by people that are called by my name, says 2 Chronicles, I believe 7:14. "If my people which are called by my name, lend themselves, seek my face and pray, You know, we need to get on the humble part of this thing. We need to seek the face of Jesus Christ. The government, you know, some folks says, oh, the government's going to. Hey, we are the government. The government's not going to give us the things that we need. Jesus Christ is, and he'll make the provisions that are needed when we believe and trust in him. And I trust in him. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto you. And certainly there are folks that are listening to this broadcast that needs the kingdom of God to be added to them in their hearts by the Holy Spirit and his word. His word is the seed. It's the truth. And when it enters the heart and we believe it and it is conceived, then comes forth a Christian. But Paul says we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. And certainly today that's what we need in America. And I hope as you're listening today that you'll find Jesus Christ. If you find him, drop me a card or letter and let me know that you've received Jesus Christ. My mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, box or just 46 North Thor Road, THOR, Rocket Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Heavenly Father, come into the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who's believing and trusting you now, who's saying, Jesus, I want you in my heart. I am a sinner, and I want to be saved. Bless them as they do that today, and thank you for all you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, the clock on the wall says it's time for me to go again, and it's a joy to be with you. Write me a card or a letter. Come and see us here at the Living Word Mission Church. Those help making it possible. McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, Charles Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76, community of Simcoe, Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30 and 6 on Sunday evening. We'll look for you. God bless you in your decisions. And until we meet again, by the way of radio or personal, God bless you.